Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up, it's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laugh is waiting, don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
It is a wonderful, wacky Wednesday here on the Morning Zoo. It's your other boy, the international superstar, Zach Amico. Let's have some fun today, huh? Across the table from me, two very funny and talented people from the American Loser podcast right here on the Gas Digital Network. It's our good friend, KP Burke.
Love you, buddy. Happy to be back.
Lovely to have you, my friend. You are the best. And next to him, speaking of lovely, very funny, very talented, Molly Vivant. How are you?
Amazing. Thank you.
Great to see you. Thank you. Let's get plugs out of the way. KP, tell people what to check out, baby.
The show American Loser, Zach's been on. We're here on Gas Digital nowadays, folks. Also, my Instagram is at KP Burke Sucks. We got those weird condensed 90-second history videos everybody likes. And then also, I just added March 14th, I'll be at the dojo, because it's March, so that's when Irish people get to be headliners.
Oh, excellent. All right, Molly, what do you want people to check out?
Just follow me on Instagram, How Did I Get So Sexy?
Very cool. Hey, guys, follow me on Instagram at Zach Is Not Funny this weekend and this evening. I will be in Columbus, Ohio with Luis J. Gomez doing a live Realize podcast and stand-up. We're back there doing stand-up on Friday, and then we're at Brookie's Comedy Club in Miamisburg, Ohio. On Saturday, the following week, I am in Toronto doing a live spook show as well as stand-up, and that is going to be at the Catacombs Cabaret. You can get tickets for that at punchup.live/ZachAmico. And, hey, if you like the show, head on over to GasDigital.com. Use my promo code ZOO. You save yourself a little bit of money off your subscription. You get your episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. You get access to the live chat. You get access to the archives, thousands of episodes of your favorite Gas Digital programs. And you get the Friday episode. That's right. We do three of these a week. And if you want that third one, you got to subscribe. But regardless of how you consume the show, thank you. I really appreciate it. And thank you to everyone that comes out to live shows. It really means a lot. All right. Before we get into the news shit I want to do, let's start with a fun video. Old Head invited a young girl over, and her whole squad tried to run a home invasion on him at 4 a.m. This is from CNN. I'm kidding. It's World Star.
I really could believe that, though.
It's World Star. It's World Star. Shannon?
Thursday morning.
I was just there holding my door. And where they couldn't be able to get in, but I had to hold my door with force to keep from them trying to break in my house.
You can still see that damage left behind, including chips in the front door
paint. Yeah.
When you open the door and try to come inside, you could see cracks in the door frame from where the suspects tried to kick the door in. So nails are in place as a temporary fix.
Well, yeah, she brought her one of her friends with her, and I said, we're just hanging out, watching TV videos. And
Jones and his kids were all at their home on Northwest 5th Street.
The subject had to get up early for work at his barbecue and foot massage center.
Invited a woman to celebrate the holiday with him.
Yeah,
he brought a plus one and an entourage, waiting for the perfect time to strike.
They were going back and forth in and out my door, and I was figuring something wasn't right. So,
good outfit.
I got a ringtone, a ring camera, and they were.
I got a ringtone.
My ring camera came on,
and setting up to be able to break in my door with the entourage she had with her.
Around 3:40 a.m.
Pause. I think that's called an entourage.
Wait, he invited this woman over?
I think he met a young woman, invited her over. She said, "Can my friend come?" He went, oh yeah, I'm about to get two pieces of pussy, not knowing they were probably casing him.
Mm-hmm.
And they had people come. They probably like, he has this, this, and this.
Yeah. Trying to hit a lick.
Yeah, trying to, yeah. Which I get. That's almost like.
Do you think they met on Tryst or something?
I hope. Well, there is a black dating site called Soul Swipe. Which is crazy because I thought that was Shang Tsung's fatality. But it's called Soul Swipe, which is hilarious.
Oh my God.
Which is almost as funny as if there's a gay one called Sniffles.
That's Sniffies. The gay one?
It's Sniffies. Sniffies.
Okay. I keep reading it as Sniffles, and I'm like, that's a very different website.
No, but Sniffies is really intense. It's like Grindr on steroids.
Yeah, yeah. Sniffles, your weight goes down every time you log in.
That's end stage dating.
Someone for the last stage of your life. Sniffles. But yes, no, Sniffies is like almost like who's near you now? Like when you log into it, it's like how many gay guys are within like cock-sucking distance.
No, I have a nightmare story about Sniffies.
Let's
go.
Okay. 100%.
This made me homophobic for like 2 months. Okay. This gay guy was telling me about Sniffies the first time I ever heard about it. And he's like, yeah, you know, it tells you within feet, how close in feet you are to someone. I'm like, okay. They really have everything, the gay people.
Yes.
At their fingertips. So this guy tells me that he was at a bar. He was on Sniffies. He found a guy that was like next door in where he lived. So he shows up and the guy told him, just come in. And the guy is on a mattress on the floor, just sitting there, like tweaking out, probably on meth.
He did some Sniffies of his own before.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so he gets in there, they start hooking up, which I'm like, that's already fucking crazy. Like if I come into a little squatter's den and this guy is on meth, he's mm-hmm. like, but he's like, okay, whatever, I'm gonna hook up with this guy.
Oh, squatter's den is a different website you used to work for. Yeah. Times were tough when I was doing the squatter's den videos.
Bring your own, you know, glass table for.
Yeah.
And then so he goes in and they start hooking up and he looks down and he realizes the guy has no toes.
Ooh.
Zero toes.
Mm. Ooh, that's the heron, or that's injecting, right?
And so he looked at him and he was like, did they take your toes? And the guy was like, yeah, and I still don't know who they is.
Yes.
In this context, but he was like, yeah, and he goes, but I'm really romantic. I romanticize everything. So I thought, like, this is the time to see if maybe I have, like, an amputee fetish. Like, it's kind of romantic. And so I sucked this guy's toeless feet.
You know what? You were right.
There's such a thing as being too open-minded. That's where we've come to.
And that's why I was homophobic for 2 months.
By the way, the ambition, because that's just sucking a foot.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
I think, what is it? They have otters in the community and bears, obviously. And then I guess this guy's a Lieutenant Dan.
That is, yeah, no toes is a lot.
That's like a platypus.
Yeah.
Bill.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
A ductile platypus.
Like a slimy, round thing.
Yeah, that's... Shannon, can you bring up pictures of feet with no toes? Because I can't even think of what it would look... Does it look like a croc?
That's what I'm saying.
It's got to be like trench foot, right? Like the soldiers used to get?
Yeah.
That's kind of what I'm picturing.
I'm picturing like an Ugg or a croc.
I mean, I'm not going to lie to you guys. There we
go. Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
But honestly, maybe fits in the mouth better. I know I spread my toes when a man's putting them in his
mouth. I won't lie, I've put a girl's toes in my mouth before, but
so,
walking without
toes should not be possible.
I'm so foot positive, but this really took me out of it for a second.
To preserve the normally functioning ankle joints at as much foot as possible. With a lot of hard work through recovery, she's able to balance, stand, and even walk around her home without braces. If you passed her on the street, you might not suspect a thing. Check the...
Yeah, I wouldn't suspect a thing. She's got shoes on.
That's
okay. Now I will tell you, walking with even a broken toe sucks dick.
Sure does.
I dropped a fucking speaker on my foot when I was a janitor, and the corner of it landed directly on my big toe. And I was working for my dad's friend Tommy, and he saw me do it. And I went, Tommy, I just fucking broke my foot. And he goes, yeah, you did. I go, I got it. He goes, no, keep the shoe on until, which, by the way, very telling of my dad and his friends. He goes, nah, you got to keep it on until the end of the day. I went, what? He goes, you can't go home. We got work to do. And I'm like, Tommy, I just destroyed my foot. And he goes, yeah, we got a lot of work to do today, though.
Ugh.
And he goes, if you take it off and see how bad it is, it's going to hurt worse.
That's true.
Which was the probably correct.
Tell you, yeah, the lie is to tell you that, like, oh, if you take it off, it's going to swell up and then you can't get your shoe back on. That's the polite lie you say, not like, hey, dude, there's so many floors that we haven't waxed yet. Like, it's
when I tell you, I went home and had to pour the blood out of my shoe. Like I was a frat boy doing a fucking shoer.
Which toe did you break?
Big toe.
Oh, the worst one.
And when I went home that night, the nail fell off.
That's happened to me a couple times.
So now I just, and
that lady's nails came off.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, a couple times when my toe was like fucked up like that for that week, I would just face plant. You'd be walking, mm-hmm. and because, like, and it would hurt real, but like all of a sudden. And I guess you must really use that to, like,
it's like balance. Equilibrium. Yeah.
It was fucked up to not have it. Like, it really fucks with your ability to walk in a straight line, stay upright. Like, I was just fucking.
You probably couldn't pass, like, one of those sobriety tests.
I was falling. You ever watch people the first night of a cruise when they don't know how to drink on a cruise yet?
Yeah.
And they just bash their head into walls?
Yeah.
That's how I was walking when I broke my toe.
Did you go to work the next day?
Of course.
You really are the man, Zach. I don't know if you know that. You really are.
That's can't, hot. I can't not. The work over everything that was fucking instilled in me, I can't not do shit like that. Like, it takes me. I feel bad if I call out for anything. I get a guilt complex.
It's that we share that. We're kindred spirits.
My dad told me Paul Amico. No man should be proud of working 40 hours a week. That's the bare minimum. It's 50 or 60 if you care about your family.
I miss when men were men.
Yes.
I need one.
And so then, yeah, bad. When my dad was working for my grandpa as a welder, his torch went through his hand. So he burned a hole through his hand out the back.
So the acetylene torch, the actual.
Yeah, the torch. Right.
That's.
And he showed my grandpa, and my grandpa went, put your hand in your pocket. And he goes, what? He goes, we're not done working. And my dad's like, I have to go, there's a hole in my hand. And my grandpa went, put it in your pocket, work with one hand for the rest of the day. We'll stop at the hospital on the way back. We work hourly.
Dude, that one's next level, because I thought I had one to tell you, but no, you've already won. So, but this is just my miscongeniality version of a story.
Please.
My auto shop teacher in high school, his wife went nuts on him because their daughter broke her arm, and so the dad left school to pick her up to take her to the emergency room on his motorcycle. He just made her ride with a broken arm on the back of a motorcycle.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's no welding torch through the hand, though.
No, that's chill. I broke my arm, both bones, when I was in third grade, and no one believed me for a week.
Believe all women, guys. All right, come on.
I know. I've been saying that since the third grade.
Let's be a little more progressive.
And then this arm thing happened. How did you break it?
I fell off a scooter, a Razor scooter. I tried to like jump over a branch after a hurricane in South Florida, and sure. I fell on it wrong. And I remember I was in a lot of pain. My brother was like circling around me on a bike, like laughing and pointing. And I was like a dramatic kid, which is why no one believed me, because I was always in pain or whatever. But I was so dramatic, even though my arm was broken, I like crawled all the way up the driveway back inside, even though my legs were fine.
Okay.
And I think that's why no one believed me.
That'll do it then.
It's a tough one when you're not. Also, whenever you hurt yourself and there's no one around.
Oh, yeah.
That's the worst one where you're like, I had my Leonardo DiCaprio in The Revenant moment when I broke my ankle drunk and had to walk home on it.
I thought you said you got raped by a wolf.
It was a long way home. But
yeah.
I did. I was so drunk, I got into bed, and I was like, all right, I made it. And then I woke up in the middle of the night to piss, and I forgot I broke my ankle, and that's the foot I went down on.
Mm-hmm.
The loud thud was there, and then my dad had to come to my apartment and help me put underwear on to get me to the hospital. Giants beat the Vikings that day, though.
Yeah.
That's my one takeaway.
When I broke my foot 2 years ago when I was drinking tequila with Vega, and I broke my foot taking my shoe off, trying to silently take my shoe off without waking my wife up by getting in bed, and instead I fell and broke my foot. I did the same thing where I woke up to piss, and I forgot it. And I found out that if you have to piss really bad and you stand on a broken foot, you're going to piss anyway. So I just stood in my pajama pants. I had like basketball shorts on. And I just stood in the middle of my room and took a full piss in my pants.
Oh, my
like God. Not like a little came out. It was one of those where like once it started, it was going.
Men just pee, though, when they're drunk, like, in a room. Have you noticed that? Like, girls don't do that. They don't just piss anywhere. Like, I know a lot of guys that get drunk, wake up, and go, like, piss in the corner of the room. Why?
I've never been that guy. No. I've heard of it.
Some Gatorade bottles well-placed around a room can be
helpful.
Yeah,
Gatorade or a big iced tea.
Yeah, like, in a bottle is fine. But yes. I've known so many guys to just wake up drunk and go piss in a corner instead of going all the way to the bathroom.
I did piss in my own backpack once. That one did happen. That was a Soul Joel gig out in, like, the...
yeah, it is.
Yeah, we were in the Ohio section of Pennsylvania, if you know what I mean. And my buddy Kevin Israel...
I believe that's referred to as pencil talkie.
Oh, it's... It was one of those weird towns where the girls were all younger than us, but they're like, oh yeah, we're all old moms and stuff like that. And I was like, hang on, like I'm 2 years like older than you, mm-hmm. and you're telling me you're on like your fourth kid. Like there wasn't much there outside of the Steelers. But yeah, I pissed in my own backpack. When I woke up in the hotel room, the guy who was sharing the room with Kevin Israel, he's in a different room, and he gave me the greatest like Bob Saget talk ever. So I called him, I was like, hey dude, where are you at right now? We got to get ready to leave. He goes, so. Buddy, we're not going to tell Joel about this, okay? So you're safe. But do you remember anything you did last night? And I was like, no. And he goes, you pissed in your own backpack, buddy. And it was like a Full House moment for me where I was like, all right, I really got to work on myself. And he just goes, yeah, and so don't wear any of your clothes in your backpack. Try to dry out the ones you're wearing because your backpack is still soaking wet in the corner. and then Joel stopped booking me for some reason. I never pieced it all in. Maybe Kevin didn't keep his promise.
Maybe you pissed in other places besides your backpack.
I'm sure it was a shit show on my way back to the room.
I think you made two big mistakes. Your second biggest mistake was pissing in your bag. Your first biggest mistake was trusting someone with the last name Israel.
but he changed it to Israel. The original last name was Netanyahu.
Oh, okay. I would have said something way worse. Oh, boy. Did I have a few queued up? Hey, guys, real quick. You ever wake up in the morning and just feel soft, like your coffee is warming your hands, but not doing a damn thing for your balls or your brain? Well, that's why they created Body Brain Coffee. It's not just coffee. It's coffee with purpose, specifically testosterone. Packed with clinically backed ingredients, this isn't your girlfriend's oat milk latte. This is for men who want to get their edge back in the gym, in the boardroom, and yeah, in the bedroom too. And it's not just about tea. Body Brain is also built to dial in your focus, clarity, and mood thanks to lion's mane, ashwagandha, and L-theanine. So while your basic brew is giving you the jitters and a crash, Body Brain Coffee is helping you stay sharp, calm, and locked in. All while supporting your natural testosterone levels. If you're serious about your energy, your mindset, and your masculinity, it starts with what you put in your cup. You can save 15% today with the promo code ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. That's ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. Powerbraincoffee.com. Power your day. Fuel your drive. Let's get back into the show.
Oh, I saw this one the other day. It was a doctor named Ashkenazi.
Oh boy!
And I was like, "What did that? Does that fool anybody?"
I would call him Doc Ashkenazi.
Doc Ashkenazi.
Hey, Doc Ashkenazi.
I accidentally shook kidney stones out of myself the other day.
Okay.
Yeah, you know those? You see it on like TikTok or Instagram? They're like vibrating plates. You like stand on it.
My nephew has one. Yes.
So someone that I live with got one. And I kind of got really into it, and it goes all the way up to level 99. And so one night I went to level 99 and I was kind of on it for a long time. I was like, I'm good at this. And then I woke up at 7 a.m. or earlier in like the worst pain of my life and had to go to the emergency room. And basically I have beginning stages of appendicitis. And they're like, you don't have a kidney stone, but we think maybe one or two like came out really fast because your ureter's really whatever. And I didn't even think about the vibrating plate. I like shook it out of me.
Dude, that's crazy. Maybe that's a secret.
I wanted it to hit the plate and just make like a ding sound, like when you give a homeless guy change. I was kind of hoping that was what you were.
Here's the question. Have you sat on the plate?
Of course. That's it feels amazing. But if you sit on it a certain other way, like you kind of lean on one side with your ass, it will make you shit yourself.
Challenge accepted.
No, I've been recommending it to everyone I know that has constipation problems. I don't, but I know that it like truly challenge shakes it accepted. Out of you. It's amazing.
Yeah, that's the last thing I need after the amount of you. My sister-in-law made me a baked brie.
Oh, I love baked
brie. And I think two people tried it. And then I ate half of it, and then in the middle of the night, had the other half with Coquito.
With Coquito?
And I just sat there and ate no crackers. I just ate brie.
With a fork.
With a fork, and I had mac and cheese with it.
And oh, Coquito. My God.
And then I woke up I'll tell you, I had Coquito and as a special Christmas treat. I bought Jimmy Johnson's Midnight Moon Cookies and Cream Moonshine Milkshake.
Ken, where do you get that?
The liquor store.
Okay, fantastic.
Jimmy Johnson was a famous racer.
Zach, I'm worried for your health in a real way. Like, I never was. I never was.
That was a Christmas
now.
Special. I would never usually have that much cheese.
I hear Jimmy Johnson, I think, Dallas Cowboy. So he's a racer?
He's a NASCAR.
NASCAR, got it. Okay.
And he was, because NASCAR is offshoot of the moonshine industry.
Right on.
Because they used to soup up cars so they get away from the cops. So now he has gone back to his roots and he sells jars of moonshine at liquor stores that are pretty hard to finish.
Oof.
Some of them are great. Some of them are the worst thing I've ever had. They have a strawberry one that's really bad. And they have a pickle one that I thought was going to be great because I love picklebacks.
Me too. Only the pickle part.
And this was awful. Maybe one of the worst things I've ever bought.
I'm not kidding. That food description just made me queasy.
It's a lot, man. I was trying to think what
clogged the toilet the next day. I had to call my wife and ask where his sister kept the plunger.
I feel like you overflowed it. Like that, if I had that food and that drink,
I think it was
it would have came over the brim.
I should have flushed first before starting to use paper. It was not the combination of the
two. You have a bidet?
Yep.
Not at that house.
You need a bidet everywhere.
Aren't they life changers?
Yes.
Yeah, the bidet's a life changer.
One of my best friends is the engineer at Tushy.
Nice.
He designs them. And I went to his house the other day, and I guess he was researching something for bidet stuff. And another company already came out with this thing that he was working on, Kohler, where when you go to the bathroom, it takes photos of your piss and shit. Like, as soon as you go, it starts flashing in the toilet.
Oh, like a traffic camera?
Yes, exactly like that. You
it's
put
like
your fingerprint
sure
down. It
in.
Registers your fingerprint, so it knows the difference between different people's piss and shit. And then it goes straight to your phone and tells you your gut microbiome information, your hydration levels.
And a CC to Jim Norton's email.
Yeah, I was going to say, can you set it up that every time you shit, it just sends it to your friend? Who you were going to send the picture to anyway?
No, it should do that.
That would be a great... Dude, that would be so funny.
You see Fagus' phone going off while he's at the bar. No, sorry, my buddy Zach's shooting again.
So what I want with a bidet is I think... You know how cars have, like, the parallel parking camera on the back?
Yeah.
I think the bidet should have a camera.
So you can see if it's fully clean.
So you can adjust... And you can see your own asshole to make sure it's completely clean.
I'm going to bring this to my engineer friend that makes it.
Oh, please. Nothing would make. Do you know how great it would be to just. Because sometimes you're like, what the fuck is going on in there? And I'm not setting up a mirror system, but if I had a little camera, I feel like I could really get that. I feel like I could really get some problem areas taken care of.
You think it's going to be like that scene from Aliens when they have the handheld cameras on their helmets or whatever?
Yes, 100%. It's going to look like the journey.
Movement.
It's going to look like the journey to the center. It should be in Predator Vision.
Will you do color coding? Is that possible?
I don't know. I have no idea.
If you had a heat-seeking pattern on this.
But, you know, just so you could like see and be like, oh, I got a, you know, two clicks to the right.
That's.
No, I agree completely. I'm going to bring this to them.
Or, you know, like just make sure you got the whole area.
Especially if my asshole's not waxed, it's harder to make it clean. Like when you're wiping with a hairy asshole, like men, y'all should start waxing your asshole because it really changes the game. It's way less wipes.
I'm not opposed to it. I just don't want to put anyone through that.
I'll do it for you. I'm not kidding. I used to be an esthetician and wax pussies and assholes.
All right, Shannon, we're going to have a special episode in the next few weeks.
With you, I might need some helpers to hold.
That sounds like a Friday episode to me.
I would say that's a Friday.
I can 100% do that.
Yeah, of course. And we have the bidet here, so I will be in tip-top shape.
Okay, I'm down. We need baby powder.
We'll figure it out. We'll get it all. We'll make a treat of it.
On this table? On this table, please.
We did have to promise to stop doing horrible things on this table.
Why?
Because SDR tapes here, and there were a few instances.
Oh, yeah. What's-his-face was here.
Some ladies were not.
Nick Fuentes was here. We can't disrespect him that way.
Of course.
That's why I've seen him at this table.
Yeah. By the way, if you wanted to spot, dude, my wife's whole family turned on me on Christmas Eve. It was great. And I totally just, I poked the bear. I knew it was coming. And I was just like, let me light this pack. I was like, I just saw it coming. I was like, I'm going to burn this whole thing. I'm going to burn this conversation to the ground. And they were talking about how much they hated RFK. And I went, you know, I met him. I thought he was great. And they went, what? I was like, oh, he shook my hand. I was like, there's some of that Kennedy charm, man. Like, I don't agree with him on a lot. But, man, the second I met him, I loved him. I thought he was fucking really personified, so nice to everybody. He spoke, you know, he looked you right in the eyes. He made you feel heard. I was like, I really, really liked him. Oh, boy.
You know what?
My teacher wife, her college professor sister.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So you're not the only blue hair in that family then, huh?
Oh, dude. When I'm with.
They make him look like.
When I'm with my side of the family. When I'm with my side of the family, I am a communist. When I'm with my mom and that side, I am the craziest liberal they've ever met. When I am with my wife's family, I am wearing a MAGA hat and a Who Farted t-shirt.
You got range, dude.
I do not know. I don't change any of my opinions. I just somehow, I am.
Isn't that scary?
I am whatever people want to hate. I'm everything that's wrong with both sides of America. And people just assign what they think I think to me based on my face.
I love you. I could never hate you or your thoughts.
They just, oh my God, they just started screaming at me. My mother-in-law was screaming at me. My sister-in-law goes, well, I hope he dies.
That's what you say. He did die. I'm talking about his son. I met his son.
Right? Why would he act the way he acts? I went, I don't know. He watched the CIA kill his whole family.
That is real.
There's something in on that.
It is Kevin Israel, yes. That's All right. I want to, you know what? I haven't ruined my life. Actually, before we do that, let's do the guess the celebrity thing, Shannon. You've tickled my interest.
Okay, so don't open anything yet. So I just happened to find this on Instagram randomly, and I couldn't tell who it was, so I was curious if you guys would be able to. So I'm going to show you.
Wait, hold on. I cannot hear. The volume is so low.
Oh, okay. You can turn your volume up on your...
Right here.
No. Follow on your box.
Oh, duh.
I think we're good.
Better?
Can you hear Shannon now?
Hi, can you hear me now?
I keep it low for a nice ASMR.
Okay, great.
Okay, so I'm going
to
show you.
So this is a celebrity, young pictures of a celebrity. We're going to try to figure out who it is.
She's such a sweet person here. That's your box. I was trying to show you on this one. I'm sorry. That's my fault.
Okay. Can you hear Shannon now?
Hi, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to show you two pictures of a celebrity when they were younger, and you have to try to guess who the celebrity is. Mm-hmm. So here's one.
KP, thank you for showing Molly how to fiddle her box. Okay, that's one.
What's his name? The redhead dude from CSI.
Nope.
Damn.
He's a little John Cena in the face.
Nope.
But I'm trying. Oh, I know it's not John Cena. And this is an old, old picture, so I'm assuming this is an elderly person now.
Do you want me to answer that?
Is that Joe Biden?
No.
Damn.
No, can we see the other photo?
Way hotter than that.
1 second. Here's the other one.
Oh, okay. Oh. Very interesting. Give us a clue. What do they do?
I don't think I can tell you that, but I'll tell you they are no longer alive.
Okay.
And it is an icon. It's not like any of you will not know who it is. It is an iconic person. But not necessarily like an actor or singer.
Okay.
You're never going to get it.
Give us another clue.
Shannon, while you're giving hints, can you pop bubble wrap for me real quick? I'm in a place right now.
I would love to pop bubble wrap. So his hairstyle is definitely not what you're seeing here. His recognizable hairstyle is very different than what you're seeing in these pictures.
Okay, let's see the other one again.
His hair is completely different in the famous version of him than what you're seeing here.
He's American?
I believe so.
I don't know this white man.
We're going to figure this out. Hold on. He's known for his hair.
I'm thinking he's going to be like a punk rock guy, that he actually, because the hair's long enough to
turn nothing, in. Not having to do with music.
Nothing. Damn, I'm colder
science?
Than cold.
But
the,
have to do
I would
science?
Say the arts.
The arts.
Can you click away just for 1 second? Sorry, I just want to prepare the next one. One moment.
The arts.
Is it Andy Warhol?
No.
Is it Andy Dick?
No.
Shannon, I got nothing.
Okay. Do you want me to just reveal it to you?
Show us a small piece of him.
Hold on. I don't know if I can do that. It's something that you probably watched as a child.
Mr. Rogers.
No, but you're getting there.
Beekman.
No.
Hair.
Hair.
Children.
Not necessarily children. But,
oh.
Yeah, but you probably watched it as a kid.
Well, I'm 29.
It's not Bill Nye, the science guy.
Nope.
0 for 4.
But we were close with science.
But in the arts.
In the arts. Not science.
Not science. Bob Ross.
Yes, you could share
this.
Wow. Oh.
Fucking A, Zach.
Then I'll click through.
Oh my God, you should have said squirrel, and I would have known.
I got to tell you, I'm giving it to me on that one. I'm giving it to me on that one.
No, you were great.
I had nothing, so you
wait, is there another one I want to try again?
No, that's the only one I have.
Right. That was super fun. Thank you for bringing that to the show, Shannon.
Unrecognizable, though, right? There is just
completely
nothing
different.
There.
He looks like completely different.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at the nose, even.
And he must have gotten a perm somewhere along the way.
I would assume so.
A little more ethnically ambiguous with age.
Wow.
I'm in shock.
You know what? Look at that.
Those photos of him were like just before he made his first black friend.
I do, in fact, know this white man.
There we go. Look at us learning. All right, so KP, you host a history podcast.
Yes,
and,
sir.
And I usually don't do political stuff, but I have been very interested in whatever is going on in Minnesota.
Oh, it's a story.
Ma, are you familiar at all with what I'm talking about?
No, what's happening?
So there is a great increase in Somalian people showing up to live there. And people are realizing that they're opening what appear to be fake businesses that get funding. For instance, one video I saw had a guy, it was one building with 13 different healthcare centers in it. And each one, a guy walked in and asked every single one, "Hi, can I apply for healthcare? What are your rates?" And all 13 of them told him to go away, that they don't take customers.
They should open a mattress firm.
and much like
leave.
So my block in Bay Ridge is very Middle Eastern. every single thing that has been on the block has closed since I've lived there. And now they are all jewelry stores, of which I've never seen someone enter or leave. I've never seen them open. And the whole block, identical jewelry. They all have the same shit in the windows. And I've never seen somebody walk in one or leave one. Or the doors be open. I have a feeling money is being
laundered.
But
what are Somalians known for? Like, what's their...
Pirates.
So he's right. He's right on that.
They're laundering booty.
It's a... Well, it's a weird one. It's all the pirates, like the... I was in the Navy, and our counter-piracy ops were all against Somalis. And then... So that was always interesting. And then my favorite thing I've learned in the last year or so was... they ranked all the military movies, most accurate and least accurate. They said the most accurate was Black Hawk Down. I don't know if you ever saw that one.
No.
It's a great movie. Black Hawk Down is one of the most accurate movies.
No, but she's
ever.
Like going down on Black Hawk.
I think, well, I've been there.
It's a different kind of ashy penis we're talking about on this particular. But this one crazy thing was that they finally let the people in Mogadishu, the city where Black Hawk Down went down. They let the people watch the movie, and they were upset that no real Somalis were cast. And like, so they know how to play the game and be like, oh, we don't feel represented in this movie about us. So you should have had Somali actors. We all could have been playing, like, you know, little characters in your movie. So we, you know, feel like you owe us some money. And then a little tiny byline underneath was the video that they were able to watch the movie finally about 10 or 11 years after it came out. Pirated copy.
Now there is an issue where there's all these daycare centers opening up or schools for autistic kids. And people have been going and making videos where they show up and there's no one there except like one person at a desk. And when they say, hi, I'd like to sign my kid up for daycare, they say no. Or we don't, you know, go on our website. One lady said, I need your business card. We'll call you. He's like, no, I need your business card. You're the business. I'm the person.
But why Minnesota?
I think it's just a place they picked. Like, I'm sure, like,
they're like,
people are moving their family. I'm sure somebody, a couple families moved there, and they're like, hey, this is a great spot to scam people. And they started moving their families here.
It's a Von Thunian thing. I forget what that, I think that's the title of, but it's like wherever your inner city is, when you first start a city, people always move out. So then the original part of the city becomes the worst part. And that's why people are able to move in and get cheap rent. Mm-hmm. Eventually that turns into gentrification or whatever, but it's also ripe for scam artists.
Yeah.
Man. I mean, what they pulled off is it's like that thing with the mafia where you find out like something that you're like, I don't know, that's kind
of
cool.
So Shannon, do we have the one of the guy saying, I want to sign up Little Joey?
I believe that's this one.
Okay, cool.
Let me see. Just look at it first.
Do you think they're going to get accents?
Minnesota. Was it this one, the New York Post one?
Yes.
Okay.
Of Somalis with Minnesota accents?
Yeah.
I like it.
What do you guys think about the fraud that's taking place here in Minnesota?
A bombshell viral video purports to have cracked open a crucial part of the alleged Somali aid scheme in Minnesota. As federal investigators say, as much as $9 billion could have been stolen in fraudulent schemes within the state. The aftermath has since garnered intense backlash aimed at state leadership, with Minnesota Governor Tim Walz desperately defending himself against ever-growing allegations.
He's so
Here's
cute.
Everything you need to know. On December 26th, YouTuber Nick Shirley shared a 42-minute video of himself and a Minnesotan named David traveling around Minneapolis and visiting multiple child care and learning sites allegedly owned by Somali immigrants and receiving millions in taxpayer dollars.
$1.604 million in fiscal year 2025. This place right here.
However, the pair discovered that many were either shuttered entirely with blacked-out windows, despite signage indicating they were open, or were helmed by staff who refused to participate in the video.
Can I speak to a manager?
Most of the sites, which claimed to be licensed for dozens of children each, had no children inside whatsoever.
Can you tell us why there are no children? Have you ever seen children at this child care center?
Doesn't know if she's ever seen a child here.
One infamous location called
Pause. Quality Learning. Oh, it's the best.
So people keep saying this is the Derek Zoolander school for kids who don't read good. And it really makes me laugh. But yes. Go ahead.
Sorry, learning is also spelled incorrectly.
Correct. Yes. It's the Learing Center.
The Learing Center.
Oh,
that's what I've been doing every time Molly's got her head turned.
Plays a misspelled sign reading Quality Learing Center also features blacked out windows. The center is supposed to account for 99 children. However, a local resident of 8 years revealed he's never seen a child go in or out of the building.
Where are the children?
I don't see them. I've been here since 2017. I haven't seen anybody like
never
that here.
Never seen a child here. No.
Shirley even asked multiple sites if he would be able to have his child join, only to be denied at the door.
Can I get paperwork or anything to submit my son, little Joey, to come in here to daycare? Would my son, little Joey, have friends to play with here? No.
The mega viral video has since spread like wildfire on social media.
Bitch is like, let me eat my Cinnabon.
100 million views on X alone.
Callback.
Uses the Big Weekend show, Shirley joked that the alleged scheme was so obvious that a kindergartner could figure out there was fraud going on.
So there better be change because, like I said, we work way too hard to be paying taxes. We work way too hard to be not knowing where our money's going. And at the end of the day, the people in the government, they work for us. We don't work for them. And so it's their responsibility to hold these people accountable.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz has since faced intense scrutiny over the alleged fraud. Republican Minnesota Representative Tom Emmer wrote on X, $4 million of hard-earned tax dollars going to an education center that can't even spell learning correctly.
Pause. In all fairness, he put $4 million of hard-earned tax dollars going to an education center.
Yeah.
So everybody's a retard.
He could have gone there.
He needs to go to the Learing Center and learn how to spell.
Do you think the Somalis saw a purple rain and then they're just like, we must go to where this man comes from?
Oh, Mecca?
That's right. That's their version of Mecca. They went and saw a prince.
That's kind of sweet. It makes me like them.
Keep it going, Shannon.
Explain this one, Tim Walz. While New York Representative Mike Lawler called for people to be arrested and prosecuted, as well as for Walz to be held accountable for the scandal. In a statement to Fox News, a spokesperson for Tim Walz said, the governor has worked for years to crack down on fraud and asked the state...
All right, you can pause, Shannon. So, yeah, this guy's going all around. Every single person that answers these fuck... I watched the whole thing. Every single person is like, no. He's like, can I get my son child care here? And they're like, no. And they're like... And there's no, and they always go, the kids are, I guess they're supposed to say, the kids don't get here till late. Their hours at some of them are 2 to 10 p.m.
Well, I saw that. It was 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. And I was like, we feel bad if we leave my stepson out till 6. Like that we're terrible people that we didn't pick him up yet.
I have the more like extended video of him speaking with the lady.
Yeah, that would be great.
I want to know what they're doing.
I would like to see if I can bring little Joey, my son, little Joey, here.
My
is there
little
paperwork?
Joey.
Can I check out the daycare? No. Why can't I check out the daycare?
That is not here.
Okay, but can I get paperwork or anything to submit my son, little Joey, to come in here to daycare? We'd really like to put Joey in this daycare. We've heard great things. No, I would like your business card, actually.
We'll talk to you when I
can. Okay, can I speak with somebody? Where are the children at? Are the children here
Brand
today?
New iPhone.
No children.
Yeah.
Why are there no children?
There are two of Mexico.
Would my son, little Joey, have friends to play with here?
No.
No.
Yeah.
No friends for little Joey.
So obviously they don't speak much English, and they just have her sitting there all day so that there's somebody in the building, which is what I assume, right?
So it's they're not great. Even using the buildings for, like, illegal activity?
I think they're empty, or somebody sits there all day and they collect. These places say they have 99 kids in them.
It's a fair assessment that it's not going to be the nicest part of Minnesota, or Minneapolis, rather. So, like, I think this is, like, they're just under the radar kind of thing. So it's, think about it. There's so many places that could be selling Kratom. You know, honest, good Kratom. Old-fashioned American Kratom.
The good stuff, all right?
Wait, and they're saying Tim Walz is saying it's white supremacy.
Too. He claimed that it is racist because they're trying to go after Somali-owned businesses, immigrant-owned businesses.
Yeah.
Don't mess with Tim Walz. He's friends with school shooters. Heard him say it.
And now, so the news we saw today, Shannon, I guess the Learing Center was full today. And they have, did we have that, Shannon?
Hold on 1 second.
Apparently the Learing Center has been packed with kids today who were all, they described it as trucked in. And the neighbors are all,
my family.
All the neighbors are like, we've never seen these fucking kids before. That means somebody had to get on the horn.
It's not letting me expand the video, so I'm going to have to just kind of play it in a weird way right here.
Okay.
They're communicating with each other via burning piles of tires. Send in the children.
Qualify for child care assistance funding. These surveillance videos are from a case prosecuted by Hennepin County. They show parents checking their kids into a center, only to leave with them a few minutes later. Sometimes no children would show up. But either way, the center would bill the state for a full day of child care. This video from that same case shows a man handing out envelopes of what are believed to be kickback payments to parents who are in on the fraud.
Where was the money going?
I don't know exactly where it went.
This feels like a Nathan for You situation.
It really does. It's, it's the amount of flagrant not giving a shit to even try and make it look like you're doing the thing.
You know, it's going to take them down, too. It's going to be mothers of autistic children because they played heavy into that.
They're playing heavy on the autism thing.
And when you can get mothers of autistic children riled up, they are, it's like cat people where they go for
it. Well, they're excited to get out of the house, to be honest.
But you know what? Good for these Somalian people because it's the American dream. You come here and you can make something and you can make money. That's capitalism.
I hate it. I hate it so much.
White people are scamming just as hard. They are.
Sure.
Rich white people are scamming the hardest.
Of course. And like, I'm not saying that's right. Like, that's also wrong.
Yeah. It's
but at least
wrong,
they're scamming like, with a fucking better story than no kids here today.
Yeah. I want like no show construction
give me some,
jobs.
Give me some razzle dazzle with my scam. You know, try.
I mean, actually, I think it's kind of a good story. I mean, we're talking about it on this podcast because it's kind of silly.
It is silly.
Like, how do you tell the difference between a Somali child and an autistic child, though? Like, they're just what are the signs? Like, does he makes a lot of clicking sounds when he's talking?
Oh, yeah.
I guess you'd have to understand Somali.
The autistic kid chooses
cues.
Not to eat.
But the whole, you know what? By the way, those kids, even though they're being trucked in, I want them to have as many good years as possible before they're forced to serve in a child army back home.
Yeah.
Before they have to have a machine gun and a t-shirt for whatever team didn't win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they got a Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl champion shirt and an AK and tuxedo shoes.
Why don't we just teach them how to do a real business here?
I'm fine with that.
Like, we shouldn't even punish them. They're just doing what they know how to do. They're like, pirates? Let's pretend. Yeah.
Pretend to do daycare?
Yeah.
A pirate ran daycare center. That is the dream for most kids, though.
That's Peter really Pan. That's literally the story of Peter Pan.
That's really good for autistic people.
Yeah.
Autistic kids probably love pirates.
Oh, I don't know. The hook
like
might scare
boats.
Them.
Like boats.
No, they like
ships.
Trains.
No, nah. They like modes of transportation.
You know what? They do like modes of transportation.
Like trains are obviously up there.
Trains are pretty high
the
up
highest,
there.
They're like God tier mode of transportation.
By the way, to show that I also am definitely a bit of a Momo, I bought the Loud Cup.
What is that?
Shannon, can you Google the Loud Cup? I promised her it was for the show, but it was just to annoy her. She's like, are you going to take that in the fucking studio yet? And I literally bought it to annoy my wife.
Poor Shannon.
It's technically, I believe, for sporting events.
Do you want to play one of these videos?
Yes.
Is it like a vuvuzela?
Should I turn?
Oh, my God.
That's me at home watching wrestling on the couch.
No one should give me one of those.
Dude, it's watchable. It's like a Stanley too. So you have your delicious cocktail,
I thought it was going to be like a shake and it's like a cowbell or something.
No, he's just play another. It's so. I've been driving my wife nuts.
This is called the loud cup.
This guy's voice. It's a tumbler.
Yeah, wow.
But your kid scores or does something good. I don't know how well
it's a boat horn.
But this thing is loud as hell. It's fucking awesome.
So not only that, I realized you could. I do like I'm rolling my R's. So he goes.
You do it every time John Cena comes to the ring.
Oh, I do it constantly.
Wait, he just did for the last time.
Yeah, it's mostly Walter.
Sad, right?
It's mostly my boy Walter.
Dude, what a great cup too. Because first of all, you know kids are going to get their hands on it for school. This is going to be something banned in schools first. The kids are going to get it. I think that's a safe assumption. But what a great thing to make really loud and then scream live shooter right after.
Oh, my God.
You could so all kids have water bottles now, right? Or water cups.
Yeah.
Actually, I heard this one very recently that they banned vanilla extract from school.
Really?
Kids were putting, they would order coffee and then pour a full thing of vanilla extract into it because there's alcohol content. And,
yeah.
And kids were just, like 14-year-old kids are just drinking their Starbucks, getting a little tipsy at school.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
What?
Yeah, it.
I've heard that vanilla extract has.
Well, yeah, I've heard that too.
They
but
can
like,
have it in rehabs
and so does
and stuff.
Kombucha, or like if you drink an entire bottle yeah. of vanilla, I'm
or
sure.
Or Listerine.
But those middle schoolers have just as easy of access as getting like an airplane bottle of alcohol.
Sure,
you know what I mean? That's crazy.
Sure.
This sounds okay. like
what's
made
the opening
up?
Line from well, that one? So that one came from a my one apartment down the Jersey Shore. I lived with two women, and one of them was a school teacher, and she's like, "Yeah, we had to." Ban vanilla extract from the school. So it was. I trust my source on that one.
It would be to drive a fucking teacher crazy with that cup. If everyone in the class knows not to tell on you, and every time they turn their back, you go, because now everyone just got cups.
How different is it from a recorder? Can they just play Hot Press Buns?
And it's so fun. My cat hates it.
I'm
just creating chaos
no,
in the house.
This is how you need to use it. Like, I used to have this, like, it was like a dumb gag gift. It was just like a goat. And when you press it, it screams like a screaming goat.
Yes.
And whenever I was on the phone with my ex-boyfriend and he'd annoy me, I would just put it to the speaker and, like, hit it. It wasn't that loud in person, but if you put it right next to the phone, like, it hurts someone's ear. You should do that whenever someone's pissing you off on the phone.
Oh, I got my loud cup.
It's going to hurt their ears.
Oh, I love it.
Zach, I'm not sure if you want to stay on this or if it's fine if you want to move away, but when you mentioned vanilla extract, it reminded me of a body cam video that I watched a
100%.
So it's obviously very long, but I'm just going to show you a little bit of how this girl is acting and then what they discovered in her car. So here's this is her them pulling her over.
Please be a trunk full of it.
What was that? You don't know what happened? Okay. Do you have your driver's license on you?
Doesn't know what planet she's on.
Do you have your registration and insurance at all?
Is she in a parking lot?
I think she's like at a light.
Can you grab it for me?
I want to know what's on her arm.
I think it's like diabetes. It's yeah, for insulin.
Yeah, she's at a light.
Hey, Mama, how are you?
Oh boy.
My name's Deputy Price with the Sheriff's
Office.
I'm
gonna skip forward a little bit.
Yes. Can you step out of the car for me? Can you step out of the car for me, please?
This is how I looked when Big J gave me Molly. I'm not kidding.
I was going to say, this is me getting out of Harrington's car in Nashville.
I feel like it's dangerous to ask her to get out of the car.
Are you understanding what I'm asking you? You do? Okay, you don't understand.
She has an Apple Watch. She's a nice white lady. Just don't make her get up.
I'm trying to drop my kids off at Somali daycare. I'm on my way.
So that involves turning your legs all the way outside of the car. Mm-hmm.
When the cop has to. By the way, how much nicer can we be to white people, cops?
So,
if you're explaining how.
He's like, you turn your legs.
When there's a black guy on the ground, there's three people yelling, cross your legs, and one person yelling, don't. And whatever he does, he's getting tased.
Oh, this is Florida. That looks like PBSO.
Do you mind performing that task I've asked of you, please?
This is the nicest cop I've ever heard in my life.
Palm Beach? Is that what you're thinking?
No, it's not Palm Beach, but that is where I'm from.
I'll skip a little more.
I can't tell. It's definitely Florida.
Can you exit the vehicle for me, please?
She's making cute squeaks.
He's holding his hand.
Is that a wig, do you think?
Anyway, I'm Ashley Tisdale from High School Musical.
So at this moment in time, I am going to inform you of something, okay? So I am changing hats. Oh, no, there's no need to hold my hand, okay?
Aww.
I wanted to inform you that I am changing hats, okay? From a civil traffic crash investigation into a criminal DUI investigation, okay? Subsequent to that, I'm going to inform you of something, okay?
This is now a chef's hat.
You have the right to remain silent. Anything
Look,
you
he's trying to hold on to something so bad.
You have the right to have an attorney present now at any time during questioning.
Sorry, this is a visual joke, but I apologize. Pause. I will now be changing my hat again. It is a beret. I am a mime.
I'll skip forward a little more.
Oh my god, I love her and I feel bad for her.
We're 10 minutes in and I don't think I've heard her say a word.
She made some squeaks.
My Floridian sister.
You mind taking a look at me? How much alcohol have you consumed today?
Oh, she's hiccuping.
How much alcohol have you consumed today?
Is she, like, trembling?
Like, why aren't they not putting her in an ambulance?
Are you going to perform a series of standardized field sobriety exercises in order to dispel my fears that you did operate a vehicle within the state under the influence of an alcoholic beverage control substance or chemical substance?
Isn't it 0.06 to the point that in, your normal Florida? Faculties
are impaired? No, I think it's 8 in the lower. United States.
It's a yes or no question, ma'am.
I think where the spring break stuff goes on, they lower it.
Maybe.
That's how they got my ex.
Do you mind just taking the lead?
I hate police officers. Like, just put her in an ambulance. Why are you even doing that?
Because it's their procedure, Molly. they're just following procedure.
Like, she needs help, though. Bootlicker
ass Shannon.
Yeah, she looks like she needs help, though. Like,
step back out for me, okay?
You have to realize Shannon fucking pounds her clam to fucking police brutality videos.
Not always.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, and then here, this is about where they're going to search.
All the way in, okay? Vanilla extract?
Yeah.
What? 14, 15?
But she's an adult. Why would she do that?
So I believe what it was is that she's had so many DUIs in the past that she can't actually buy liquor or something.
21 bottles of vanilla extract. 21 in the backseat. Take one down, chug it on down.
Damn, another thing that they're just going to lock up at the store that you have now to I'm ask not allowed for assistance to buy.
Now I'm not allowed to see my daughter. 20 bottles of vanilla extract.
That was so sad.
All right, so 21, yeah, that's... How much alcohol is in those? Enough that it's like a little shot?
I thought it was like 11% or something.
Oh, yeah. So it's like a little wine.
So these kids are doing it like one that they're squeezing into like the top of a coffee. So you're essentially making an Irish coffee or I suppose a French coffee or something.
Yeah. I've only heard of coffee. By the way, that is not good for Irish people that adding liquor to something just makes it Irish.
Well, you know, I try to fight the stereotype sometimes as like nothing but Irish, but then I remember reading the...
I see you made an Irish meatloaf and you're just pouring whiskey on meat.
It's I wish the culture was a little more sophisticated, but it's not, Tech. All right. You ever read the symptoms of fetal alcohol syndrome? You're vaguely describing me and Column.
Yeah. You just have 5 carrots and a bottle of vodka. Sorry, I'm making Irish carrots. It's...
Wait, is it true that Irish people hate the name Irish Car Bomb? That's what someone told me.
Well, it's named after terrorism in a way, but
It is not advisable to order one in Ireland.
No.
It would be like walking in and ordering a 9/11, which we had that conversation.
Dude, if you had the 9/11 burger though, you could heal the nation. If there was a place that had one.
But it's 2 burgers.
It's a Well, there's a third burger, but you're not allowed to eat it.
They take it. That third burger's eaten in a back room in front of no one. No, we talked about the 9/11 shot, wasn't it? What was it? It was a bush. It was the chaser was a bush.
Oh, that's
me,
hilarious.
You, and Fega figured it out.
That must have been a Protect Our Perks episode.
Yeah, it definitely was.
It looks like white ale with a float of grenadine and blue curacao and a shot of Fireball. Was that sound?
Oh, we did come up with Fireball.
So Fireball works.
Like it was a or was it a Fireball and a Steel Reserve?
I'm gonna tell you one thing though. If you got like an outside patio at this bar, can't serve it.
No.
Inside job.
And then we saw, of course, Fagan doing the Irish truck bomb. Classic.
What's a truck bomb?
It's an Irish car bomb, but a pitcher. Drop a rocks glass of Jameson in it. And they did it in the kitchen with Badlands.
That sounds so nasty.
Time has to be on your side with that, too, because supposedly the whiskey will make it curdle. Yeah, so you got to... Fagan's... We're not as concerned about Fag as we should be, just as his friends. That's just like
because I'm the other guy in the room.
It's like liquid poutine. Sounds like to me.
Let's God damn, that was a lot of fuck. That vanilla extract thing fucked me up.
I want to find her.
Yeah, does it have anything else? Is she okay?
No, there's no real
pretty girl with a DUI. There's an open mic set of hers somewhere on YouTube. Let's be honest, okay?
It's
just her for 5 minutes.
Do you guys ever have you guys like? I like baking.
Yeah, she comes on stage, and your next comic comes to the stage. Ding 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 ding. Yo, stop. All right, let's do one more and get out of here. Hey, why not? Grown son catches mom in wild-ass situation. Put her on blast for all to see.
Now we're talking.
This is NPR. No, one's an N, the other's a PR.
Which means one of them's both.
I just came home unsuspectedly. I heard some crazy stuff coming from this room. Lord, don't let me walk into some crazy. Oh, Lord. Mama, what's going on? What is this?
This is fake.
What is this?
Don't come out.
Don't come out.
William,
don't play with me.
No.
Don't play with me.
Come on.
Well, know who you are. You're Carmen
San Diego. Is this the lifestyle you are? Oh, my God.
William, stop.
Is this the lifestyle you are?
That's exactly how she moves in church.
When they bop her on the head. She goes all Pentecostal.
I love that.
That could be real. That could be fake. I enjoyed it regardless.
I love black
people. I get sad when I get sad when the guys I work with will watch the clearly fake videos and say, "Dude, this is crazy. I can't believe it." I was like, "You can't. Come on, guys. A little AI is already causing us enough problems. We don't need to be faked by just a drama school at an
I feel like the videos I always assume are fake are the airplanes where you can see the LED lights like in the corner.
Okay, no, that one
I've
checks out.
I've never even thought about that.
There's some
giveaways. So there's a ton of airplane videos. It's airplanes and classrooms.
Like people having freakouts on a plane.
Shannon, those are the ones we always look at, right?
There are a lot that you show me that I think are fake.
It seems to be the same classroom for a lot of them. And there's a style of plane in some of the videos where it looks like they have strung up LED lights in the corner where they're supposed to have the safety lights.
Oh.
That's made me question the validity of a lot of plane videos.
The one that almost got me was it was a white lady yelling at a black couple for like refusing to move a seat or something like that, and she's getting like real nasty with him. She actually smacks the shit out of the guy, and then the guy starts moving towards her like he's going to hit her. And then I swear to God, like this like cool Urkel looking black dork kid just pops up. He goes, "So this was a scene, but what would you have done in this scenario?" I was like, "Yeah, we don't need. Come on, man. I don't need this to be taught."
But the retards need that to like realize like this is not real. Like so many people are falling for fake stuff on the internet.
Yeah, and then they can just clip all out the fake boomers part there before his little. It's
oh no, I fall for everything. I am dumb as the amount of shit I sent Shannon.
Like the animals jumping on trampolines and stuff. Like you're like, oh, how
Shannon
cute.
Has to fuck it. Dude, I thought the fucking King Kong drone thing was real. I'm dumb as fuck. I fall for everything.
So that black guy cutting in is for you.
Yes,
you know
it is
saying?
For me.
I stand corrected. I'm not ashamed of it.
I am that stupid. All right, let's do one more thing. Shannon, we have enough time to do one more thing, right?
I bet you're wondering how I got here.
You know, I am interested in this. Mom's late night McDonald's run turns chaotic after police find something wild in her kid's backpack.
Okay, so we're going to have to like click through this a bit. This is like a longer body cam footage, but
great.
We'll click through it.
Awesome.
Ice cream machine's broken.
An officer with the Orlando Police Department conducted a traffic stop on a vehicle after noticing they had their high beams on.
Hi, how's it going?
I was just taking my son from McDonald's.
All right, so the reason you're driving with your bright lights on?
Because I just came all the way from Miami.
So you drive with bright lights on in Miami?
No, it was just dark. You know, the light, the roads are dark.
That's true. The turnpike
is dark. So you know
that
you actually have to turn those off with oncoming traffic the other way. If you don't, you can actually be stopped because it's doing more damage.
It looks like Shannon fucked Michael Jackson.
For me to see and or someone else, okay? So you got your license, registration, insurance on you, please?
I don't have...
She's not bad, though. Oh, she's some fucking titties on it.
This is the Mustang sedan thing.
An ID, okay, driver's license, yep.
No, I just left there. I'm telling you, I just left there. My cousin lives right around the corner.
That's fine. That's fine.
They're right around.
Okay, is the car registered to you?
It's a rental.
This is a rental car?
Yeah, it's a rental car.
She's so skinny. Okay.
All right. Do you have any information?
Yeah.
I'll just skip ahead a little bit.
Yeah, please.
But I have my son. I have my son, my cousin, Taina. Taina, hurry up and come. Please hurry up and come. My baby's coming. My baby's here.
Do me a favor. Just keep it there, okay?
Can I call my family?
No. Don't touch the phone.
So what's she in trouble for? Stealing the car?
China.
Originally high beams.
It doesn't seem like she's identified herself.
Oh, a failure to identify herself?
I think so.
Okay, no problem, sir. I have my son, please, guys. Is she going to be able to pick up my
son?
She
is from Miami.
Woo!
Can she pick up my son?
She's from Canada.
Oh, man. I would say give this kid a fucking take. Hey, you take him to McDonald's. I'll be with her for 10.
Like, this is
then we'll switch.
Again, sorry, Shannon, but I hate police. Like,
what are they doing wrong here?
Her high beams were on, and then she doesn't have her ID. This
it seems
is
like
arrested.
She. It seems like if she's not providing her ID, chances are her license is suspended.
You're making it worse.
That's not okay. And she has children.
Hey, Shannon, quick question. When you... kiss boots, really? Do you also floss with the laces?
I believe in following the rules. Everyone else has to have
too.
A license. Why don't you have to have a
style?
License?
I've never jumped a turnstile, and I wouldn't. And it's mostly because I believe in following the rules, but also because I don't trust my knees like that.
I was going to say, could you have little legs?
But I really, I do
I'll
believe in following
under
the
a
rules.
Though.
But I just think cops.
It just it seems just like
people.
Usually,
they're
if somebody does like a stupid, fucked up thing, like waiting at the light, missing a stop sign, these little things, it usually leads to something else. Like if they're fucking up in this one thing, chances are their license is suspended or they have a warrant for their arrest or whatever.
At least in the videos that go.
Yes.
Okay. Because that's also like. Whenever you meet somebody whose significant other is in jail and they're like, what did he do? She's like, oh, probation violation. I'm like, no, what did he, you know what I fucking
what
asked.
What was the original?
You know what I fucking wanted to know.
Yeah.
Isn't that everyone's DUI thing? They all say like, yeah, I was asleep in the car, but I still had the keys in the engine. So that's why they got me. No one ever admits like, yeah, I was just driving all fucked up.
Yeah.
No one wants to own it.
I will say I have been a snitch and I do call when I see drunk drivers. I will call the cops. That's
I have
the
no
only
problem
time
with
I
that.
Call the cops.
If they're noticeably drunk?
No, when they're veering
yeah.
over lanes, I'm like, I'm calling the police every time.
Now,
like,
KP, as a man who used to imbibe, and me as a man who enjoys a good time, we all know that we have certain friends that we trust to drive drunk.
Yes.
And friends that we don't.
Nailed it.
And I don't mean wasted. But I mean, we have a friend.
Like
we've
had a couple drinks.
You know somebody. We all know somebody that within reason.
But just call an Uber. Like, don't.
Yes, nowadays, yes, call an Uber. But I'm talking when we were in our adolescence, we all had the friend we knew could drive.
My one buddy. He's
he's dead now. Car accident. But
we had a couple of those too. My one buddy was a cop, and we used to drink in the car on our way to the bar or whatever. And I remember we were in Newark one time, and he just goes, I was like, oh, I'm done with this. Like, what do we do with it? And he just goes, oh, I got you. I'm thinking, like, you know, I'm still essentially, I'm a sweetheart of a person. I don't want to pollute or litter. I'm like, oh, I'll drink while we're driving, but I'm not going to pollute. And he just, boom, right out the window, smashing shit on the fence. So drunk driving with a cop might be the closest I've ever been to that feeling of being untouchable.
That's fun.
And then that person is doing that. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
we could cut him more brakes, but now everything's on camera. Now people are snitching on the cops, man.
That's, yeah. All right, let's say, I want to see what's in this kid's bag before we get out of here.
Doesn't have a name on it. I told you I left the big bottle at home. But that's my meds. I could call my pharmacy, like the pharmacy.
Oh, there's drugs in the bag?
I feel like they're...
Turn around. I want to see your BBL.
I saw them search it. Yeah. So what are you going to do? I'm sorry. Sorry, hold on. I thought I had it right there.
I have not dealt with somebody that is... I don't know who I don't know who you think pills. You are. I have not dealt with somebody that is like acting this way in a lot of years, ma'am. You are very entitled. You think you're in control. This is a traffic stop. You keep telling me how to do things. And hey, don't touch this. Don't do this. Hey, let me go. Let me go. You need to let me go. Ma'am. Slow down. Okay. I'm serious. Okay. No. But the thing is, you keep telling us what and how this is going to go, and you're dictating everything.
I wish it just shows what it is.
She actually seems really calm. This is the process.
Let go. Let the process.
She's not yelling.
Okay? Yeah.
That's the process.
No crying either. Give her credit there.
Yeah.
Just chill. All right, Shan, tell us what was in there.
Yeah, it was drugs. It looked like pills and marijuana.
All right, now shake slowly back and forth to see if anything else comes
out. All right, three jumping jacks.
Wait, did you guys see that body cam footage of the girl that gets like pulled over or something for drunk driving and she's trying to fuck the cop? I watched that for so long. It's like a really long video.
I'm sure it's come across our docket. If not, we'll put it on for Shannon. Yeah, if you find it, we'll watch it
eventually.
Next week.
Did they say what she had on her, though? I was curious what was in the green pill bottle.
I would have to skim through the rest of this. I believe it was a prescription that didn't have her name on it. I can go.
Who's DK Metcalf?
I have that, too, but it's just propranolol, beta blocker.
Oh, I
would
take
I get
that
in
too.
Trouble for that?
A prescription without your name on it. If they're they can if they want to.
Yeah, you
for
could always
blood
say
blood pressure
like,
medication.
You could always say. I would just say, "Oh, my friend left it at my house. I'm bringing it to them."
I would do that with my handicap blocker. That is my friend's too.
Yeah,
I actually did do that when my car got totaled when I wasn't in it, and they were like, "Why was it parked in a handicap?" I was like, "Oh, my friend was with me."
That'll work.
It worked. No, I think if it's not narcotic, you can actually they can. I'll tell you what, if they want to be dicks, they can be. I always got good advice when you get pulled over. Just be very cooperative and pleasant. Turn the lights on in your car. So far, she's not being an active asshole. So
yeah.
I agree with what you're saying.
I always just smile.
Yep.
I got pulled over a couple times as a
just
kid.
Be
and
white
I would be,
and smile.
I was just like, hey, how are you, man? Talk to him like a person.
Mm-hmm.
In my experience, even when I had a giant mohawk and piercings and shit, I got yanked out of a car in Palisades Park. And they said, we know you're smoking. And it was just me and my friend who were losers. I had never even smoked weed in my life. And two cop cars pulled us over and said, listen, we know you guys have weed in here. You've been being followed. And they saw you smoking a joint. I had never had weed in my life.
You're like, I've never been this important before. What do you mean I'm being followed?
And then,
it's a good one. It's a great feeling when you know they have nothing.
They pulled me out of the car. Like, they yanked me out and searched me. And then they yelled at me and told me I had to pull up my pants.
You were sagging.
Because I my butt was out.
We got pulled over once. Week one, Giants versus Cowboys. This is how my memory works. Giants beat the Cowboys. And then... I'm hammered. I can't go home. I was in the Navy at this point. I was way too drunk. I could have walked home, but it was, you know, sizable enough. So my buddy gets me in the car. He's driving me home. We cut through the middle school so that we're not around any people. And there's like an old grumpy cop getting close to retirement. He's sitting there in the parking lot, pulls us over. But we'd already seen his car and turned around. We weren't speeding or anything. We get like almost three houses away from my buddy's house to pull back in there. I'm like, dude, I'm just going to walk. And so we think we're about done in... Almost in front of his house, we get pulled over for a DUI, and the guy's just not getting it. He's giving us a hard time or whatever, and my buddy's all scared and nervous, as you should be. And then finally, he goes, all right, listen, I'm going to cut you a break. you live around here, don't you? And he goes, yes. Like, he's literally holding his license. Like, so it's the house number is 18, and it says on his license 18. Like, literally the house number behind him is 18. And he goes, I'm going to cut you some slack. Call your dad and have him come over here and have him come down here and pick you up. And then we literally make the phone call. We see his dad's light turn on in his house. And he sticks his head out the window instead of coming. He goes, what the fuck are you guys doing? and he walks downstairs in his night robe or where he walks over. And he goes, what'd they do? And he goes, well, I'm going to let them go. But, you know, if they told me they live this close, I would have just let them park and leave. But we actually got out of my buddy getting a DUI because of that. Only because at that point, like, he probably would have looked stupid to the guys downtown. We're like, hang on, so you pulled him over in his driveway? Is that how you got him for the DUI? And so sometimes the cops fuck up. They overplay a hand. And obviously your cops overplayed a hand.
Yep.
We know you got weed in here, dude.
Well, I later found out that Palisades Park has a curfew.
All right.
And I think any kid they were going to, any teenagers, they were going to stop. And because we didn't live there, we couldn't enforce the curfew. So I think their idea was just to harass the living shit out of us so that we would not come back.
Kind of what Point Pleasant does to everybody.
More or less, yeah. My favorite, we were playing, I was still janitor, it was our last day of work, and we were playing Kings drinking game, and we were being sloppy-doppy. We were not in good shape, and we were driving to somebody else's house, and we're in our friend's truck, and I'm on the passenger side, he's driving, and our friend Rick's in the middle, and we are a block from the police station, which is now on Paul Amico Way in Secaucus. We're on Patterson Plank Road, and Rick's telling us a story. He's sitting in the middle of the truck, and he stomps his foot in the story and just hits the gas. And we just fucking rear-ended this Mexican in front of him. I mean, crunched him, right? No. It was so egregious. And we're all 17, 18. We're like, oh, God. Maybe a little 19. We go, oh, God. We're all going to jail. Like, we are so, we couldn't be closer to the police station. It's, by the way, 4 p.m. We started playing Kings at noon.
It's like that scene from The Wire when they have the DUI stop at 8 a.m. Yeah. For the longshoreman.
And, dude, this fucking guy gets out of the car, and we go to tell him, you know, how are we going to get out of this? Thank God. He goes, "Hey, no policia, no policia."
Winner.
And I went, oh, thank God, he's illegal. And he goes, no policia. I go home. And we're like, all right, buddy. And he got his fucking crunched up fucking. We fucked his car up, and ours was fine. And we just got in his broken ass car and fucking hightailed it.
Gotta honor that guy. Pour a little tequila out on the ground.
Shout out, brother.
He needs to open up a fake daycare.
And we told him, we said, when your son Jorge is of age, we will get him a job at Gas Digital.
And look at now how far we've come. Excellent episode. Thank you to my great friends, KP Burke and Molly Vivant. Please support them. Thank you to Shannon and Jorge in the booth. And we'll see you this Friday here on the Morning Zoo. Goodbye.
Bye.
Fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop a bagel, chug it down. Just like your favorite obese clown. Grab a coffee and join the crew.